is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's new 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burgers cooked right when you order. So good, they'll leave you speechless. Richie, what's up, man? How can we help you, sir?
So I went on a date with this girl, Jessica, and things went pretty well, I thought. We were vibing and talking, and then now ghosted, basically.
All right, you got to give us a little more. I mean, what happened between the vibing and the ghosting?
You know, here's the thing. I've heard this before. Everybody says they have no idea what happened. Maybe I think I know. We did at one point just kind of say, like, when was the last relationship you were in? And I did recently break up with my girlfriend of 5 years, and I teared up a little bit.
But let's save the suspense. That's it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I definitely am over her. I for sure am. I don't know. First time I talked about it in public, I guess. I don't know.
You cried talking about your ex-girlfriend, and you're saying you're over.
Not a full-on cry. Let's be clear about that. It was like a little bit teared up. That's about it.
It was noticeable, though.
I don't know if you noticed it. That's the thing. I'm thinking maybe she can notice it and point to that, but I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to call her and we're going to ask her.
Yeah, please.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Jessica, so listen, it's the Get Up Crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
I don't know if I want to be involved in this.
Well, no, listen, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. It's a good thing. So we got a phone call from a guy who likes you, and he wants to, he would like to take you out on a date, and we're willing to, whatever you want to do, we're willing to pay for it. So
I got to go to work, so I can't.
Okay, well, listen. This will be real quick. It's a good thing, like I said. Okay, so this guy Richie, you went out with him. He cried talking about his ex girlfriend on the date. He wants to go out with you again. Why are you not getting back to him?
Oh God, no! I know exactly who you're talking about. There's no way, and you can tell him that too. So can I go now?
No, wait, hold on, okay. So he told us that you had a really, really good time, and that he did when he was talking about his ex-girlfriend, he got a little misty-eyed. Is that why you're not calling him back? Because he would just want, like, an answer. If you can't get a date, can you just give us an answer? Because he's very confused as to why you're not calling him back.
No, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this guy, but he started, like, coming when I touched his hand. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. I don't know if he hasn't had sex in, like, 1,000 years, or if he's, like, a child, or, like, a virgin, or whatever. Like, every time I would go to touch his hand, or, like, you know, look him in the eye, he'd start, like, shaking and stuff, and I was like, what the f***? I can't deal with that.
What?
He didn't tell us that he was a 12-year-old boy. Okay, I mean, you know what?
Yeah, I'm good.
He heard that because he's on the phone. Hey, Richie.
Yeah, hey.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna be late.
Listen, this is super embarrassing. I actually have a disorder, and
you have a disorder? You have a disorder where
it's called
in your pants, man? You have a disorder where you...
intermittent hypersensitivity.
What's the name of it?
It's acute intermittent hypersensitivity. I didn't know if it was...
I can't, man. I can't be with someone like that. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm done with this.
Let him explain.
You must slow down for a second.
What's the acute hypersensitivity thing?
It basically just means that I feel, like, feelings and, like, touch especially way more than other people, and I can't control it, so sometimes that just happens, you know?
Is there anything you can do to slow down the process so that, you know, it doesn't get weird?
Well, I didn't think it was weird. I didn't think she noticed. I thought it was, like, pretty, like, low-key. I didn't think she noticed anything. Otherwise, I think I would have mentioned it.
All right, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to convince me why I should be with you. I'll do 10 seconds. 10,
Nine, okay, well, no, listen, obviously I'm a nice guy. I totally had a good time.
Seven.
I'm a good gift giver. I definitely take you out and show you a nice time. I was just in a 5-year relationship, so I definitely know how to treat a woman.
He's
so
not even.
I definitely feel like we could have a good time together.
All right. Sure. Yeah, it didn't work. Okay, bye.
Oh my God.
Didn't even listen.
we didn't technically even really get a chance to ask her. Sorry, bro, man. I mean,
look into the meditation, bro.
Or maybe get back with your ex-girlfriend. She seemed to not mind.